at stealing our freedoms and our liberties.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Even with sympathy to the cause of immigration reform, impatient presidents may not violate the Constitution if they don't get their way.
That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
When Congress refuses to act, and as a result hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Can't you see what? Can't you see what that woman done? She's been doing to me. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she's been doing to me?
The phony scandals that have consumed so much attention here, all to come to naught. He's not focused on, you know, pretend scandals.
I'm gonna call him Satan Dad.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Never told me goodbye. Can't you see?
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. As I mentioned earlier in the week, I've got a brand new book coming out on Tuesday called Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Freedoms and Liberties. The book will be released on Tuesday. Now, what's significant about this is our first domestic book dealing with domestic policy issues that we've put out in a long time. And it really does go through a comprehensive plan of not only where the government has overreached, and we point to the specific examples, but also talks about how we restore our constitutional republic by resisting evil, by reforming government, and then by restoring a constitutional republic. So we really lay out the steps on how to deal with the challenges our great country faces. Look, freedom is under attack. Here's a trailer that we've got running on all of our social media right now about the book.
Who's going to be running the government? Well, the Constitution's clear. It's we the people. But the way the government's operating right now, we've got a fourth branch of government that is stronger than any of them, stronger than the presidency, stronger than the Supreme Court of the United States, stronger than the Congress. And it's the bureaucrats. Constitution doesn't allow for bureaucratic control of government. So we have to resist government when it's wrong, reform government from the inside, and then we have to restore our constitutional republic. In our book, Undemocratic, we not only talk about the issues and the problems, we provide concrete answers. So I want to encourage you, as we work to get this book on the New York Times bestsellers list, it's very important. Order the book today so your voice is heard and you've got an educated and informed opinion on how we take our government back. This book was written for you so you know what the problems are and we have concrete solutions to fix them. It's Undemocratic. We want to get it on the New York Times bestsellers list. We want to get national attention to this, and you can help.
Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Here's what we need you to do, folks. We've got the book in pre-sale right now, and we're about 3,000 units behind where we'd like to be going into this weekend, so we could really use your help. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple. You can buy either the electronic version or the actual hardback. It'll be delivered to you next week. But again, if you order it today, it counts for us on the pre-sales. So let me encourage you again, go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks, and buy Undemocratic. I'm the author. It's Jay Sekulow, and I encourage you to do that. You can also check out our website at undemocraticbook.com.
Gonna buy me a ticket now, as far as I can. Ain't it never coming back?
America Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm reading excerpts from my book, Undemocratic. I'm going to encourage you, this is a key week for us, key days, really, for you to buy this book. I talk about the problems facing our country, the attacks on freedom and liberty by an unelected, unaccountable fourth branch of government, and that's the bureaucrats. But I also provide solutions in the book on how we can take our government back. But the purpose of the book is to educate you, our friends that listen to this broadcast, and to share it with your friends as well. So the book is Undemocratic. We need you to order it now. It's very important, as it was with Rise of ISIS, and you made this happen, for us to go and get this book on the bestsellers list. That's absolutely critical. Here's where we need your help. We need you to order the book and get your friends to do the same thing. So the book's called Undemocratic. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it online, or you can get the ebook version or the hard copy or wherever books are sold. Again, the book is called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. And our goal here, and it's a challenge, folks, and we were behind our goal this past week, and we got some ground to make up here. We want to see this book on the New York Times bestsellers list. That makes it a national talking issue, a national debate issue. The book's title's Undemocratic. It's available in bookstores everywhere, certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. Ebooks available again, or the hard copy. I encourage you to get it today. Now let's go back to the book.
Introduction, One Day in May. I have a unique vantage point from my office in Washington, D.C. My building in the heart of Capitol Hill is directly across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States. The justices literally drive by my office each day that the court is in session. From my window, I can see the chambers where the justices and law clerks spend their day crafting legal opinions that impact all of us. There have been many nights when I've seen the glow of the lights emanating from those chambers as the final touches are put in place. It's an awe-inspiring location, from the white marble columns on the exterior to the expansive courtroom where the oral arguments take place. The building represents power and stability. One of the most impressive aspects of the building is the depiction of the great lawgivers carved into the marble. Each time I enter the courtroom, I glance up at those lawgivers, including Moses, holding the Ten Commandments written in Hebrew. For three decades, I've had the privilege of arguing cases before the Supreme Court representing a wide range of legal issues, including religious liberty, prayer in Bible clubs and public schools, free speech, and defending the unborn's fundamental right to life, and campaign finance reform. I even argued a case before the Supreme Court involving the Ten Commandments monument in Utah. My team and I won 9-0. Admittedly, it's one of my favorite cases, as I was able to reference the Supreme Court building's own depiction of Moses holding the Ten Commandments.
The judiciary, our third branch of government, is powerful. After all, the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution, and that impacts each of us. It is not, however, the most powerful branch. From my office, I also have a great view of the Capitol Dome. I've often taken guests up to the top floor of our building to view the Capitol. The lit dome in the evening sends the clear message that the legislators are handling serious business. The Senate office buildings are just across the street from the front door to my building. In fact, after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, the security perimeter was moved directly in front of our offices. When the anthrax attack took place days after 9/11, the surveillance devices and air monitoring equipment were placed just a few feet from our main entrance. The security in the area is still very tight, as it should be. These are the buildings that house our legislature, our second branch of government. This branch represents the people, and it's where our laws are constructed. And yet, as powerful as the legislative branch of government is, it's not the most powerful branch. I can hop into a cab, and after a short 5-minute drive, I'm at the White House. I've had the incredible privilege of being in the Oval Office discussing major issues with President Bush, ranging from judicial nominations to terrorism. It's an experience that's hard to put into words. When you are seated next to the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief of our armed forces, you realize quickly that what takes place in that office not only impacts each of us, the impact is felt around the globe. The executive branch of government and the president are powerful. There is no doubt about it. But I submit to you that the executive branch is not the most powerful. The most powerful branch of government is located around the corner from the Supreme Court building, a few streets over from the Capitol, and a couple of blocks from the White House. These buildings that are scattered around D.C. house agencies, the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Justice, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, Veteran Affairs, the Labor Department, and many others. These agencies are run by bureaucrats, and these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats destroy our liberty and threaten our democracy. We are in serious peril because of this, the most powerful branch of government we did not even learn about in high school civics class. The problem is the Constitution does not provide for a fourth branch of government, yet we have one. We have created an unconstitutional, self-sustaining monster that is swallowing our democracy. Our constitutional republic hangs in the balance. I keep a diary with me where I note significant events in my legal practice. My entry on May 10, 2013 was a game changer. The first email, marked urgent, hit my inbox at 10:17 a.m., just minutes before my radio program goes live on air. The message was simple. Lois Lerner, then the head of tax-exempt organizations at the Internal Revenue Service, had, quote, apologized, end quote, to conservative and Tea Party groups for intentionally subjecting them to heightened IRS scrutiny. My first feeling was vindication. More than a year earlier, dozens of Tea Party and other conservative groups had contacted me, all telling me the same story. The IRS was delaying their tax exemption applications and requiring them to answer, under the penalty of perjury, appallingly broad questions. Questions that violated the constitutional rights of American citizens. The IRS delayed at least one pro-life group because the agency subjectively determined that the group's presentations make substantial use of inflammatory and disparaging terms and express conclusions more on the basis of strong emotional feelings than of objective evaluations. As if the liberal nonprofit organizations like Planned Parenthood or the American Civil Liberties Union don't make arguments on the basis of strong emotional feelings. We took the cases, notified the IRS of our representation, and publicly called on Congress to take action by holding hearings to investigate IRS abuse. In response, the IRS denied all wrongdoing, and the mainstream media, of course, backed the Obama administration's taxing agency, with the New York Times even claiming that in scrutinizing the Tea Party, the IRS was merely doing its job. But with Lois Lerner's apology, everything changed, for a few days anyway. Every major network carried the apology, every major newspaper wrote articles and analysis, and even President Barack Obama went to the White House podium and expressed his deep outrage. And the IRS actions were outrageous. In fact, they were criminal. And for a time, the Obama administration seemed to agree. Within days of the IRS apology, Attorney General Eric Holder declared that the IRS conduct was, quote, outrageous and unacceptable, and ordered a criminal investigation. The conduct of the IRS was, in fact, outrageous. Over a period of years, the IRS singled out conservative and pro-life individuals and organizations for extraordinary audits, unconstitutional questioning, years-long delays in processing applications, and selective leaks of private information. Ultimately, we discovered the IRS went so far as to try to collude with the Department of Justice to prosecute conservatives to attempt to, quote, piece together, end quote, to borrow a term from an actual IRS email, prosecutions of American citizens without a single shred of evidence or a single specific complaint of illegal activity. On May 10th, we knew only part of the story, but we knew enough to know the IRS was out of control. Our work on several IRS cases revealed that before approving conservative groups for the same nonprofit status long granted to large liberal organizations like Planned Parenthood, MoveOn.org, and the ACLU, the IRS was not only delaying applications for years, it was asking questions that were themselves unconstitutional. It wanted to know the names of children tutored by a constitutional education nonprofit. The IRS wanted login information and passwords for conservative websites. It wanted to know the identity of donors, even when the law allowed donors to remain anonymous. It demanded to know the details of all communications between conservative nonprofits and any elected official, demanding even details of, quote, indirect, end quote, communications, whatever those were. It demanded an accounting of all nonprofit work of even family members of Tea Party leaders, including their membership on church boards. It attacked pro-life speech as, quote, propaganda, end quote. And it demanded to know the content even of pro-life prayers. And that was just the tip of the iceberg.
I've been reading excerpts from our book, Undemocratic. It is available in bookstores everywhere. And, of course, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Apple iBooks. Folks, we want to encourage you to read this. Look, the fact of the matter is freedom is under attack like never before. We've seen this with executive action overreach. We've seen it with these agencies out of control. And the truth of the matter is the fourth branch of government, which doesn't exist in the Constitution, by the way, are the unelected bureaucrats. And then, unfortunately, they have become the most powerful branch of government. So our book is out. We want to make sure it gets on the New York Times bestsellers list. You can make that happen. So I'd ask you and your friends to go buy a copy of Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom, and How We Can Take It Back. And I believe we can take it back if we work together on this. Again, the book title is Undemocratic. It is available wherever books are sold, but certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. And by the way, we've got both an e-reader version, which is for your Kindle or your Nook or your Apple iReader, as well as the hardback. So I encourage you today, we want to make sure we make that goal of getting it on the New York Times bestsellers list. And like I said, we're running about 3,000 book sales units behind right now. So if you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy your books, ask for Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom. Jay Sekulow, that's me. I'm the author. We want to make sure you get the book again, Undemocratic, wherever books are sold.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm reading excerpts from my book, Undemocratic. I'm going to encourage you, this is a key week for us, key days, really, for you to buy this book. I talk about the problems facing our country, the attacks on freedom and liberty by an unelected, unaccountable fourth branch of government, and that's the bureaucrats. But I also provide solutions in the book on how we can take our government back. But the purpose of the book is to educate you, our friends that listen to this broadcast, and to share it with your friends as well. So the book is Undemocratic. We need you to order it now. It's very important, as it was with Rise of ISIS, and you made this happen, for us to go and get this book on the bestsellers list. That's absolutely critical. Here's where we need your help. We need you to order the book and get your friends to do the same thing. So the book's called Undemocratic. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it online, or you can get the ebook version or the hard copy or wherever books are sold. Again, the book is called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. And our goal here, and it's a challenge, folks, and we were behind our goal this past week, and we got some ground to make up here. We want to see this book on the New York Times bestsellers list. That makes it a national talking issue, a national debate issue. The book's title's Undemocratic. It's available in bookstores everywhere, certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. Ebooks available again, or the hard copy. I encourage you to get it today. Now let's go back to the book.
Writing for AEI's online journal, Stan Voiger explained, "The bottom line is that the Tea Party movement, when properly activated, can generate a huge number of votes. More votes in 2010, in fact, than the vote advantage Obama held over Romney in 2012. The data showed that had the Tea Party groups continued to grow at the pace seen in 2009 and 2010, and had their effect on the 2012 vote been similar to that seen in 2010, they would have brought the Republican Party as many as 5 to 8.5 million votes compared to Obama's victory margin of 5 million. President Obama's margin of victory in some of the key swing states was fairly small. A mere 75,000 votes separated the two contenders in Florida, for example. That is less than 25% of our estimate of what the Tea Party's impact in Florida was in 2010. Looking forward to 2012 in 2010, undermining the Tea Party's efforts there must have seemed quite appealing indeed. In other words, had the Tea Party continued its proportion and impact on Republican voting, it could have well made up the difference in key states. Instead, it found itself under sustained assault from the IRS, an assault that had a real impact." Voiger goes on to explain how the IRS targeting choked off funds that would have gone to Republican candidates. "As a consequence of IRS targeting, the founders, members, and donors of new Tea Party groups found themselves incapable of exercising their constitutional rights, and the Tea Party's impact was muted in the 2012 election cycle. As Toby Marie Walker, who runs the Waco Tea Party, which filed for tax exempt status in 2010, but did not receive approval until 2 months ago, recounted recently, our donors dried up. It was intimidating and time-consuming. The Richmond Tea Party went through a similar ordeal and was only granted tax-exempt status in December, right after the election, 3 years after its initial request. Its chairman explained the consequences. The episode cost the Richmond Tea Party $17,000 in legal fees and swallowed time the all-volunteer network would have devoted to voter turnout, outreach in Black and Latino neighborhoods, and other events to highlight the Constitution and the concept of liberty. The bottom line? A rogue IRS may well have helped keep Barack Obama in the White House. In fact, Lois Lerner, in an infamous email, said she had hoped to get a job with President Obama's re-election campaign. There is much more to say about this scandal later, but I raise it now to explain a deeply troubling reality, a reality that is shaking our American democracy to its foundations, a reality that could mean the end of American exceptionalism, an end to the concept of American self-government intended by our founders and lived through our citizens for almost 240 years. When the IRS scandal broke, my phone seemed to ring for days straight. I don't think I've ever gotten as much email before or since. And there was one question that was on everyone's lips. What did the president know, and when did he know it? In other words, the scandal was viewed through the prism of Watergate, the legendary scandal that ended the Nixon presidency, with the assumption that it was only truly real, only truly important, if it could bring down the president of the United States. But I was more disturbed by a different thought, a concern that transcends the current occupant of the White House. What if the IRS, arguably the nation's most powerful domestic agency, didn't actually need a presidential directive to engage in its nationwide persecution of conservatives. What if the IRS acted largely on its own initiative to target Americans, harass them, audit them, humiliate them, and try to prosecute them merely because the IRS disagreed with their political beliefs? That is a much larger problem than the corruption of a single agency. That is the corruption of an entire system of government. And that is the theme of this book. While Americans have been robustly engaged in political debates and participating in vast numbers in elections, a new branch of government has been growing in the shadows. A branch that is elected by no one, ignored by the media, protected by the courts, and by a complex web of laws and regulations, with job security so great that some federal employees are more likely to die on the job than they are to be fired. This new branch of government, personified not just by the IRS, but by the entire array of federal agencies like the Department of Justice, the Environmental Protection Agency, the National Labor Relations Board, the Federal Communications Commission, and many others, is the federal bureaucracy. It possesses a staggering amount of power, and it's not only increasingly partisan, it is increasingly corrupt and incompetent. Imagine if Congress wrote and enacted far more laws than it does now, but you can never vote the lawmakers out of office. You don't have to imagine it, it's happening. Imagine if congressmen were systematically corrupt, abused their power, and demonstrated rank incompetence, but by law they never had to face the voters. That's our bureaucracy. Imagine if a congressman, once in office, was allowed to hold power until death or retirement, whichever came first. That's our bureaucracy. Imagine if elections mattered less and less because there existed a permanent, partisan political class that continually pushed the nation to the left, regardless of who occupied the White House or who held the House and Senate. That's our bureaucracy. We are at a constitutional tipping point. If we wait much longer to introduce democratic accountability to the encroaching vast federal bureaucracy, we'll lose the America we know, and our electoral politics will become a sideshow, a meaningless spectacle that entertains the masses while the anonymous but powerful bureaucrats do the real work governing the United States of America. In short, unless the American people take action, even the President of the United States will matter less and less. He'll become a figurehead, someone not unlike the Queen of England, a ceremonial leader presiding over a government that has no concern for the beliefs and opinions of the titular head of state.
I've been reading excerpts from her book, Undemocratic. It is available in bookstores everywhere, and of course at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Apple iBooks. Folks, we want to encourage you to read this. Look, the fact of the matter is freedom is under attack like never before. We've seen this with executive action overreach. We've seen it with these agencies out of control. And the truth of the matter is the fourth branch of government, which doesn't exist in the Constitution, by the way, are the unelected bureaucrats. And then, unfortunately, they have become the most powerful branch of government. So our book is out. We want to make sure it gets on the New York Times bestsellers list. You can make that happen. So I'd ask you and your friends to go buy a copy of Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom, and How We Can Take It Back. And I believe we can take it back if we work together on this. Again, the book title is Undemocratic. It is available wherever books are sold, but certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. And by the way, we've got both an e-reader version, which is for your Kindle or your Nook or your Apple iReader, as well as the hardback. So I encourage you today. We want to make sure we make that goal of getting it on the New York Times bestsellers list. And like I said, we're running about 3,000 book sales units behind right now. So if you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy your books, ask for Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom. Jay Sekulow, that's me. I'm the author. We want to make sure you get the book again, Undemocratic, wherever books are sold.
In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm reading excerpts from my book, Undemocratic. I'm going to encourage you, this is a key week for us, key days, really, for you to buy this book. I talk about the problems facing our country, the attacks on freedom and liberty by an unelected, unaccountable fourth branch of government, and that's the bureaucrats. But I also provide solutions in the book on how we can take our government back. But the purpose of the book is to educate you, our friends that listen to this broadcast, and to share it with your friends as well. So the book is Undemocratic. We need you to order it now. It's very important, as it was with Rise of ISIS, and you made this happen, for us to go and get this book on the bestsellers list. That's absolutely critical. But to do that, we need your help. We need you to order the book and get your friends to do the same thing. So the book's called Undemocratic. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it online, or you can get the ebook version or the hard copy or wherever books are sold. Again, the book is called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. And our goal here, and it's a challenge, folks, and we were behind our goal this past week, and we got some ground to make up here. We want to see this book on the New York Times bestsellers list. That makes it a national talking issue, a national debate issue. The book's title's Undemocratic. It's available in bookstores everywhere, certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. Ebooks available again, or the hard copy. I encourage you to get it today. Now let's go back to the book.
Truth one, there is no real gridlock. We've all heard the complaint. Our government does nothing. It's gridlocked. When one party holds all or part of Congress and the other party holds the White House, the cries of gridlock are especially loud. In fact, in May 2014, President Obama's frustration with this apparent gridlock boiled over into critiques of the founder's structural design of our government. The claim has a certain surface appeal. After all, in a divided government, it's much more difficult to pass new bills, and public fights, like the government shutdown battles of the past 5 years, occupy the headlines. But that's deceptive. Let me be clear. If someone tells you our government is gridlocked, they typically mean they can't get everything they want. Because our government is anything but gridlocked. Consider this fact. From 2009 to the end of 2012, the federal government's bureaucracy created more than 13,000 new regulations, each with the binding force of law. Even in 2012, one of the lowest rulemaking years of the last 20, and the peak of the alleged gridlock in Washington as President Obama battled a Republican House during a hotly contested election, the federal bureaucracy finalized 2,482 rules. That's a staggering number of new laws, and not one American voted for any of the regulators who drafted, evaluated, and approved those new laws. Unelected regulators are now so powerful that Congress will often write laws that contain intentional gaps, allowing for regulators to come in and fill in the relevant details. Case in point, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, abortion pill mandate. The two most egregious aspects of Obamacare, the most contentious bill in modern American history, were the individual mandate, which required individuals to purchase health insurance, and the abortion pill mandate, which required even religious employers to violate their religious conscience and purchase certain abortifacients, pills that can cause abortions, for their employees.
I've been reading excerpts from her book, Undemocratic. It is available in bookstores everywhere, and of course at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Apple iBooks. Folks, we want to encourage you to read this. Look, the fact of the matter is freedom is under attack like never before. We've seen this with executive action overreach. We've seen it with these agencies out of control. And the truth of the matter is the fourth branch of government, which doesn't exist in the Constitution, by the way, are the unelected bureaucrats. And then, unfortunately, they have become the most powerful branch of government. So our book is out. We want to make sure it gets on the New York Times bestsellers list. You can make that happen. So I'd ask you and your friends to go buy a copy of Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom, and How We Can Take It Back. And I believe we can take it back if we work together on this. Again, the book title is Undemocratic. It is available wherever books are sold, but certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. And by the way, we've got both an e-reader version, which is for your Kindle or your Nook or your Apple iReader, as well as the hardback. So I encourage you today, we want to make sure we make that goal of getting it on the New York Times bestsellers list. And like I said, we're running about 3,000 book sales units behind right now. So if you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy your books, ask for Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom. Jay Sekulow, that's me. I'm the author. We want to make sure you get the book again, Undemocratic, wherever books are sold.
I'm Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm reading excerpts from my book, Undemocratic. I'm going to encourage you, this is a key week for us, key days, really, for you to buy this book. I talk about the problems facing our country, the attacks on freedom and liberty by an unelected, unaccountable fourth branch of government, and that's the bureaucrats. But I also provide solutions in the book on how we can take our government back. But the purpose of the book is to educate you, our friends that listen to this broadcast, and to share it with your friends as well. So the book is Undemocratic. We need you to order it now. It's very important, as it was with Rise of ISIS, and you made this happen, for us to go and get this book on the bestsellers list. That's absolutely critical. But to do that, we need your help. We need you to order the book and get your friends to do the same thing. So the book's called Undemocratic. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it online, or you can get the ebook version or the hard copy or wherever books are sold. Again, the book is called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. And our goal here, and it's a challenge, folks, and we were behind our goal this past week, and we got some ground to make up here. We want to see this book on the New York Times bestsellers list. That makes it a national talking issue, a national debate issue. The book's title's Undemocratic. It's available in bookstores everywhere, certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. Ebooks available again, or the hard copy. I encourage you to get it today. Now let's go back to the book.
But our bureaucrats don't need to pass rules to impact our lives. Sometimes they do so through a combination of incompetence and corruption. In the spring and summer of 2013, Washington was rocked by a series of revelations that employees of the Department of Veterans Affairs were manipulating patient wait lists to conceal their own failure and inefficiency from the public. Even as the VA was touting allegedly decreased waiting times, in reality, even gravely ill veterans were put on much longer wait lists that were, quote, off the books, and several of these veterans died without receiving the care they needed. Bureaucrats were taking action, but the actions they were taking were designed to hide their incompetence. Rather than thinking creatively to shorten wait times and improve patient care, a number of VA employees dedicated their time to gaming the reporting system so that they could receive bonuses even as veterans suffered. Incompetence, unnecessary long wait times, led to corruption, manipulating wait lists, and veterans paid the price. Another example, the Department of Justice. Did you know that we can blame rogue federal prosecutors for Obamacare? Less than 2 weeks before Election Day in 2008, federal prosecutors secured a conviction on public corruption charges against Senator Ted Stevens, an Alaska Republican. Stevens, who had been popular in Alaska prior to the prosecution, lost a close race to Democrat Mark Begich. Bigots went on to vote for Obamacare, casting one of the 60 Senate votes that gave President Obama the filibuster-proof majority he needed to pass his signature health care law. There is, however, one problem with this story. Ted Stevens was innocent. Prosecutors, intent on bringing down Stevens, failed to disclose evidence that vindicated Stevens. This failure to provide what's called exculpatory evidence violated Senator Stevens' constitutional rights, influenced the outcome of his trial, and thus strongly influenced the outcome of his election. While a federal court corrected the individual injustice and exonerated Stevens, it could not undo the results of the election, and it certainly couldn't undo the national consequences of the Democrats' unjustly gained 60-seat majority in the Senate. And that's just one example of prosecutorial misconduct and Department of Justice partisanship. There are many others that will be discussed later in the book, including instances where the Department of Justice made up crimes out of whole cloth, imprisoned Americans for crimes that did not exist, and circumvented Congress entirely to enrich its leftist activist friends and enact new laws without even the slightest pretense of a democratic process. And that brings us to the next key truth. Truth two, there is no real accountability. In 2011, USA Today published a review of federal agency disciplinary practices and came to a startling conclusion. Federal employees' job security is so great that workers in many agencies are more likely to die of natural causes than get laid off or fired. This is true even when the poor performance includes gross abuse of power and reckless indifference to human life. As of the writing of this book, here's the complete tally of IRS officials terminated in response to its systematic targeting of Tea Party and pro-life conservatives. Targeting that includes efforts to manufacture criminal convictions, targeted audits, and selective disclosures of confidential taxpayer information. Zero. That's right, nobody. Not one person. No one fired. As of the writing of this book, here's the complete list of VA officials terminated in response to the systematic and fraudulent manipulation of wait lists, manipulation that led to veterans waiting for weeks for life-sustaining treatment and sometimes cost American heroes their lives. Zero. Again, nobody. Not one person. I will outline scandal after scandal, and you will not only find that no one lost their jobs, but you'll sometimes find that wrongdoers are promoted, especially if their misconduct advanced the left's ideological agenda. Or the worst job action is a brief period of administrative leave, which is bureaucratic language for paid vacation. In the private sector, an employee has two clear incentives to do their job well. First, if their employer can't succeed financially, then the business will close its doors, and the employee will be out of a job. Second, even if the company is doing well, if the individual employee doesn't do their job well, they can be replaced relatively easily. The law protects them from discrimination, not incompetence. In other words, private sector employees strive to do well because they want their employer to succeed and because they want successful employers to retain and promote them. People don't always respond the way they should, of course, so not all private sector employees work hard. But this incentive structure helps preserve our economy as still the most dynamic and innovative in the world. These incentives simply do not exist in the federal government. As I'll show in my chapters regarding the IRS, an agency can engage in mass-scale incompetence and systematic corruption not only without suffering a threat to existence, ask Enron how easily private corporations can survive similar levels of corruption, but also without any real employee turnover. Immune from market forces, the IRS exists regardless of its performance, and its employees' jobs are safe despite their own misconduct. Even the most incompetent employees are shielded from termination by a poorly named merit system that makes it extraordinarily difficult to fire the worst workers. An agency can spend hundreds of thousands of man hours and still lose its case for termination on a technicality, a process so frustrating that federal managers often don't even bother to try. And that brings us to the next truth. Our government refuses to be contained. Truth three, there's nowhere to hide. If you think the explosive growth of government doesn't impact you, you're wrong. Virtually every significant religious liberty challenge of the last 30 years has originated from unelected government officials. Every single significant environmental regulation in response to climate change has originated not from Congress, but from unelected government officials. From the car you drive to the HVAC attached to your house to the Big Mac you eat, its cost, construction, or composition is impacted by unelected government officials. Each visit to the doctor is deeply impacted by government regulations, even when you pay through private insurance or out of your own pocket. It's one thing for America to vote for this level of government intrusion. If that's truly what people want, then barring constitutional violations, it is what they will have. It's another thing entirely, however, for Americans to simply drift into hyper-partisan hyper-regulation of every aspect of their lives. And we've been drifting for decades. Partisan bias. Entrenched bureaucracy is bad enough. It's worse when it's corrupt and incompetent. It's a threat to democracy when it is also thoroughly partisan, using its considerable power to advance the left and punish conservatives. During the now notorious 2013 government shutdown, the National Park Service demonstrated bias in action, shutting the parks for the general public, including even World War II vets visiting the World War II Memorial, until a national outcry forced the Park Service to reverse course. While opening the National Mall for an amnesty rally protecting the rights of a favored constituency, immigration activists, to peacefully assemble. Amnesty rallies are protected by the Constitution, but so is peaceful assembly at a war memorial. Yet the National Park Service played favorites. Kevin Williamson, a National Review editor, has described this phenomenon as the party of government, the Democrats, merging with the government itself. As Democrats take care of government, the government takes care of Democrats. And in these increasingly polarized times, the result is a government that is not only openly hostile to conservative and Christian ideas and beliefs, it is increasingly isolated from the beliefs and values of millions of Americans. This uniformity and isolation creates its own social reality. Harvard Law School professor Cass Sunstein calls it the law of group polarization, and he describes it like this. In a striking empirical regularity, deliberation tends to move groups and the individuals who compose them toward a more extreme point in the direction indicated by their own pre-deliberation judgments. In plain English, this means that when like-minded people gather together, they tend to grow more extreme over time.
Here's what we need you to do, folks. We've got the book in pre-sale right now, and we're about 3,000 units behind where we'd like to be going into this weekend, so we could really use your help. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple. You can buy either the electronic version or the actual hardback. It'll be delivered to you next week. But again, if you order it today, it counts for us on the pre-sales. So let me encourage you again, go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks, and buy Undemocratic. I'm the author. It's Jay Sekulow, and I encourage you to do that. You can also check out our website at undemocraticbook.com.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm reading excerpts from my book, Undemocratic. I'm going to encourage you, this is a key week for us, key days, really, for you to buy this book. I talk about the problems facing our country, the attacks on freedom and liberty by an unelected, unaccountable fourth branch of government, and that's the bureaucrats. But I also provide solutions in the book on how we can take our government back. But the purpose of the book is to educate you, our friends that listen to this broadcast, and to share it with your friends as well. So the book is Undemocratic. We need you to order it now. It's very important, as it was with Rise of ISIS, and you made this happen, for us to go and get this book on the bestsellers list. That's absolutely critical. But to do that, we need your help. We need you to order the book and get your friends to do the same thing. So the book's called Undemocratic. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it online, or you can get the ebook version or the hard copy or wherever books are sold. Again, the book is called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. And our goal here, and it's a challenge, folks, and we were behind our goal this past week, and we got some ground to make up here. We want to see this book on the New York Times bestsellers list. That makes it a national talking issue, a national debate issue. The book's title's Undemocratic. It's available in bookstores everywhere, certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. Ebook's available again, or the hard copy. I encourage you to get it today. Now let's go back to the book.
The stakes are high, and the bias is obvious, and the drift away from democracy is real. But there is hope. Even as I describe in detail the threats to our democracy, as a Supreme Court lawyer, I also think in terms of relief, of ways we can stop the drift, restore our democracy, and return the most important questions to the people. As a lawyer who served inside the federal bureaucracy, I started my career in chief counsel's office of the IRS, I saw government work from the inside. As a lawyer who's argued a dozen times at the Supreme Court, I also know what it's like to challenge the government from the outside. In short, I know what it takes to fight and win against a government intent on expanding its power and bringing ever more of your life and your work under its control. The solution will be easy to remember and easy to conceptualize, but challenging to execute. The other side will not relinquish power easily, and the left knows it now controls key levers of national power, even if it loses the presidency and both houses of Congress. The solution begins with three R's. First, resist. Americans cannot consent to unlawful overreach. We must challenge federal lawlessness in courts of law and in the court of public opinion. And when you challenge, you can win. In this book, I will describe how even the most unaccountable bureaucracies can back down in the face of public outcry, and I'll describe court victories against seemingly overwhelming odds. Sometimes you can tell the government no. Next, reform. Court battles and public resistance won't be enough to reform the system, to prevent abuse before it escalates to a court battle or public petition. Congress must reform our civil service to introduce real accountability, limit agencies' rulemaking authority, and strip public officials of their effective immunity from liability when they violate citizens' constitutional rights. Public officials will think twice before engaging in partisan witch hunts if they have to write personal checks for violating your First Amendment rights. Finally, restore. We must engage a long-term effort to teach Americans the virtues of constitutional democracy. We are not a great nation because we always make correct policy choices. Indeed, we make many mistakes. But because a great people live under a great system of government. The by any means necessary system of the bureaucratic left is ripping America from its foundations and transforming us into something different, something far more European than American. Ultimately, this book is about empowering you, about teaching you exactly how our government is drifting, how it's upending America's exceptional place in this world, and then giving you the tools to fight back and protect your freedoms. In his legendary Gettysburg Address, President Abraham Lincoln famously declared our nation had a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Yet a government divorced from electoral accountability is no longer of the people or by the people. And a bureaucratic government that is dedicated not to serving impartially and fairly, but to ruthlessly advancing a single ideology can no longer be for the people. Those are the stakes. The questions are profound. Do we still have a meaningful constitutional democracy? How much will the presidents matter? How much will Congress matter? And critically, is America still exceptional? As I answer these questions, let's first go back to the history of my family and the lessons of one family's journey as we ponder the nation we've been, the nation we are, and the nation we will be.
We got our Jay Sekulow band together to put together a song for the launch of our brand new book, Undemocratic. The song's title is exactly the same, Undemocratic.
Here it is.
Sale right now, and we're about 3,000 units behind where we'd like to be going into this weekend, so we could really use your help. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple. You can buy either the electronic version or the actual hardback. It'll be delivered to you next week. But again, if you order it today, it counts for us on the pre-sales. So let me encourage you again, go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks, and buy Undemocratic. I'm the author. It's Jay Sekulo. And I encourage you to do that. You can also check out our website at undemocraticbook.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.